And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards. A lot of new technology coming out from Yamaha. We're going to talk all about it with the man, Dan, right here in the mighty 1090 studios in Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The true guru of everything outboard is in the store today.
Yeah, indeed. Dan Ostrowski, Yamaha Outboards. Great to have you, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. That's pretty thick, Rick.
It's the truth, man. I've been doing the show with Dan a long time, and I've yet to see a question stump this guy. And over the years, when people would call in, I got a 1989 two-stroke, and it's kind of getting a little hot at 4 RPMs. And then when Dan would think about it, and he'd cock his head to the side, and then he'd rattle off, oh, well, this wire, this, that. Yeah, no, you earned that title for sure.
Yeah.
That means we're old.
Speaking of which, how long have you been with Yamaha?
Over 30 years.
30 years. Wow. So you've seen the technology grow from infancy until the new technology.
You know, and that's been the amazing part of my job, is to be able to experience that, and both on the technical side and on the use side. And it's to see something in 1988 you know, that doesn't exist anymore and has been replaced by something just far superior. It's not only a pleasure to use, but it's a pleasure to see that dynamic change along the way, and either by great design or by demand, you know, from regulations. But sure. Either way, you know, Yamaha rose to the occasion and comes out with the product that the consumers want.
Can you put your finger on the single thing since you started with Yamaha that has changed the outboard industry?
I don't have enough fingers.
That's a good answer.
There's no single thing.
No, you know, it's our ability to adapt, our ability to engineer, listen to the needs of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be a demand for better fuel economy or four-stroke, I would say there was a defining moment maybe in the late 90s where Yamaha decided to go four-stroke direction and not DI,
mm-hmm.
not multiple different types. So we put our energies and design and engineering prowess into four-stroke technology, and it's paying dividends.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. For sure. Yeah. There's nothing like four-stroke technology now in the outboards. Before, it was bigger, heavier. Now it's getting smaller, more efficient.
More torque.
More everything. And it's amazing because I still, you know, I'll cruise the blogs places like Bloody Decks, I still see people saying, oh, these heavy four strokes, you can't put it on this or you can't. And I sit back and I'm laughing, going, somebody doesn't read the manuals.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can put that 200 on because it's lighter than our 200 was 5 years ago.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, and, but people don't come up to speed fast enough.
Right.
They still, you know, think two strokes are the cat's meow.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny because when you're putting around or at a launch ramp or whatever, you can totally smell the two-stroke versus the four-stroke. It's like, oh, that guy's still got a two-stroke on there. It's like an antique, right?
It's foggy? Oh, no. It's just the motor starting up over there.
Correct. And it's and you're seeing less and less of that.
Sure.
You know, the what we call the fleet turnover takes about 15, 20 years for all old tech to really exit the market. Now, obviously, regionally, out here in California, our engine use hours per person is a lot lower than, let's just say, Florida. So Florida, the turnover would happen much quicker.
Yeah.
But out here in California, people have a tendency to hold on to it because of it hasn't gotten as much use.
Right. Realistically, a four-stroke outboard in today, how many hours is the life of a four-stroke engine?
Thousands.
Thousands. It's undetermined, right?
Undetermined. It's obviously, it's type of use and type of maintenance, and those two elements will just add life to your product.
We were Dallas and I were talking about our motor. We have a 300 horsepower Yamaha on our Parker, and we're at 2,000 hours.
2,000 hours.
We have 2,000 hours, and in 2,000 hours worth of time, we have literally never had a failure due to the engine ever. We've never had anything go wrong. Literally, the only thing in 2,000 hours of operation was a seal that went bad by a piece of line that we sucked up. I mean, clearly no fault of the motors. You know, we picked
We picked up
a piece of mono, like in the prop, a small piece too, just traveling. That got a lower end seal that still didn't even damage, but that was our only downtime maintenance in 2,000 hours, a 100% trouble-free operation.
So I have a question. How did you determine that it was?
That was found during maintenance, if I recall.
Oh, okay.
Your mechanic was doing maintenance and said there's water in the lower unit.
Yep. That one of the reasons that we are, you know, that we've been trouble-free for 2,000 hours is we are religious about our 100-hour service. And we use Bob Aronson, and every one absolutely 100% every time we hit 100 hours, Bob does a service on the motor. And there was never a problem. Like, the boat never went down. You know, we went on a trip 2 days before. Bob put the boat on the trailer the morning of. I mean, there was never an issue with feeling things clunky going in and out of gear, never anything, just while the service was happening. Hey, the oil looks like chocolate milk, not like oil. We got some water in here, and then that's how we found that it was a seal via the lower end.
Having a good guy like Angler Management, Bob Aronson, do your work, and especially being in the water like yourself, it's like, and as much as you guys use the boat, it's critical to have that service every 100 hours, right, Dan?
It is, and it even if you do it, look over your engine. Just look for leaks. Look for loose connections.
Mm-hmm.
The more you spend time on that engine, the more you learn about it, and you're going to see anything before it ever becomes a problem.
Had you not seen this leaky seal in the lower unit, what could happen to the engine?
Well, first off, you've got to understand, we don't know how long it had been leaking.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it was between the service periods. So they could have had 25, 30, 50 hours on that leaky lower unit. And truthfully, if I recall, the gears still were, everything was fine.
Yeah, no, we were all good.
We just elected to go ahead and change the bearings out and seals and everything just for knowing how much use they do on that boat.
Yeah.
That was exactly it. I mean, we had the labor is the labor, so everything was torn down already. The gears were, they were perfectly fine to get put back in, but it was one of those things where we're this far into it, and exactly like I say, we do put a lot of hours on the motor. Hey, why not? You know, the cost of parts is the cheap part, you know, compared to the amount of labor and time, so we just slapped new ones in just for the sake of. But they were 100% all good to continue running. We could have just changed the seal, plugged some oil back in it, and away we go. We probably would have ran for another 2,000 hours, but it was one of those things. We're this far into it. Might as well be smart about our maintenance.
You know. You talk to John Ireland down at the ranch, and, you know, those guys are getting 4, 7, 8,000 hours.
Wow.
You know, on the F-150s.
I like the sound of that.
And where do those engines sit?
Yeah.
On the beach. Yeah.
Sand.
Exactly.
Worst environment.
Pushed and pulled into the surf, through the surf, every morning and every evening.
Yep.
So that's a testimony to the engines.
No kidding. And that's the thing about Yamaha. Yamaha is built for saltwater. They're built for abusive situations that is delivered by saltwater environment, right?
That's correct.
That's why they last.
Every one of our changes is geared towards how can we make this, you know, less corrosive, or, you know, like our lower pans now of our offshore engines, they're not aluminum where they can get hit by jigs coming over the back, Rick, and create nicks where it causes corrosion. Now they're more of a non-corrosive material that looks good from now till 10 years from now.
Whenever,
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, and so everything that we do on a change is how can we make it better.
Yeah.
Funny story, though, over the years, when we first came out with the term saltwater series, people would call me and actually ask the question, can I use this in fresh water?
That's funny.
Well, yeah.
I get it, but it's,
it only runs in salt water. If you put fresh water on it, it'll...
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that's correct.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about that, though, for a second. Like, those motors are designed to run and be cooled by, like, the single most corrosive environment on the planet. You know, I mean, they are made to do that, and they last. I mean, like I said, we're a fraction of what some people do, but we're 2,000 hours of that thing never coming out of the salt water. It lives in salt water 100% of its life. And just that thing is, we don't ever think twice. We know 100% of the time when we go down to the boat and start the key, the motor can fire right up and run perfect.
I just had a couple test engines on the Everham Brothers skiff.
Oh, but there's some hours.
On the Triumph?
On the Triumph, and then some old Boston Whaler, okay?
Wow.
So Bob did the rigging, and I had to get a couple hundred hours on him and then do an emissions test.
Think about a week?
About 3.5 weeks. I'm going, I wasn't scheduled for that, but okay. So I'm over at the lab. The boat comes in, and this boat looks like it's gone through the Straits of Hormuz.
Oh, yeah.
Rocket holes in the side. It's amazing. And I couldn't even tell the horsepower of the engine because it was loaded with bird guano. Fired up. Now, the engine tested perfectly. But it's the interesting thing is on their F-150s that they would use on these shuttle boats and then on their net boats is they kept damaging forward gear.
Hmm.
And we're going, why should they? You know, Bob said, it's getting time. And we know why, because we watch them coming at 100 miles an hour, slamming into reverse.
Oh.
When they hit the docks, you know, they're doing this horse slide up to the docks to see who can do it the best.
Yeah.
So I had to test some electric shift. So we put an electric shift 150 on, and what would have been already two repairs didn't even happen because of the delay, even though it's a fraction of a second. difference is enough for them to disengage and engage the gears correctly.
Okay.
To where now they haven't gone through a single repair.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that's a new technology. No downtime.
This is just like a boys will be boys. Like, let's see how fast we can go full throttle at the dock and then kick in reverse last second to slide the boat in. Perfect kind of thing.
It reminds me of the cowboys, you know, sliding the horses up
That's a good analogy. Yeah. The 150, which is what I have on my small skiff, is an amazing engine. The difference in that engine over say, a 115 or a 130, it's phenomenal technology in a small package for that much horsepower.
Yeah, the 2.6 that you have is been our workhorse, was until 2 years ago our number one selling engine of our entire product lineup.
Wow.
And now it's been shoved down to, like, number two, shoved. It went to number two because of the 200 and 150 of our new 2.8 liter.
Uh-huh. The 2.8 liter is the four-cylinder.
The next generation.
The next of the 200, yeah, the super fuel-efficient, yeah.
You know, both mechanical and electric shift, so you can get it both ways.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of the Yamaha is the flexibility, too, right?
Well, again, that's from market research. You know, some people have a certain price point. They say, you know, we'd really rather have mechanical equipment still, and we're geared up for that in our assembly line processes. So we ended up making engines to fit their needs.
Either or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every engine comes that way.
Selected models. Yeah, in that size. Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of size, there's a new one.
Yeah.
That's just hitting the market right now.
We do.
Can you talk about it?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. I know you kicked it around last time.
I got a lot of hate mail because you should have told me. Well, you know, I can't, you know. But yeah, back in May, we did the launch of our new F425.
Wait a minute. 425 horsepower outboard motor?
Yeah, it's one of those small things.
Yeah.
There's nothing small about that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a 5.5 liter V8, double overhead cam, direct injected,
rather than fuel injected.
Right, it's one of the first in the industry to do that.
What's the advantage of direct injection versus fuel injection?
Well, some fuel injections, whether it be port or multi-port, is you're injecting the fuel into the airstream, and then it collects with the oxygen molecules and then combusts. Direct injection, because you're injecting at the very last minute, there's no loss in the intake or in the plenums, and the stratification, if you control that properly, you get very good efficient combustion.
More efficiency.
So this engine, from an emission standpoint, tests out very, very clean.
That's cool.
Really?
Very clean. And you would think, 425 is going to be this gas-guzzling you know, thing. Again, keep in mind, these are purpose-built engines. These engines are built for the heavier offshore boats. Then, you know, and you're going to see threes and fours and fives of these engines on boats, which is, you know, you see four engines of these, and you're going,
wow.
Who's going to be?
There are packages with four 425s?
Well, with our new 35-inch shaft length, there will be.
Wow. 35-inch shaft length.
Yeah. And
that's a long motor.
Actually,
the standard is 25.
The standard on that is 25, then it goes up 30, and now we have a 35 because some boat manufacturers are designing these heavy 42, 47-foot center console condos.
Condos, exactly.
You know, fishing condos that, you know, want to go 47, 50, 55 miles an hour. So, you know, the
I want that.
Pretty impressive.
I want that.
It's very impressive. It's a great engine.
I want all of that.
I got to see it during various stages, and, you know, it boasts a lot of additional features of that, too, like electronic steering. You know, there's no more cable or hydraulic controls going there.
So this is the steering is actually on the motor and fed by a wire
from
the helm.
Not a cable.
Not a hydraulic system. No. It's actually fed by a wire to steer the boat.
Correct. So our single point rigging is it. There is no hoses coming through the transom or...
Really?
Yeah.
That's
cool. And then what you can do also is link engine to engine so you can change your docking with the helmmaster joystick.
Wow. So you can dock the boat sideways with a joystick.
Because the joystick will move different motors independently of each other to make you go diagonally backwards. You know, turn one motor a little bit to the right, this one a little bit to the left, this one.
If you want to make people at the dock think they're drunk, dock your boat while they're walking by, and they'll see these engines articulate in various positions. Then they're going to do a triple take. It's
unreal.
It's unreal to be able to, without a stern thruster or bow thruster, to see how easy, how much easier it is, depending on the ability of the skipper to dock the boats.
Hellmaster is available with two engine packages and more.
Correct.
You can get a Hellmaster. If you have two engines on your boat, you can get a Hellmaster with the joystick to
That's correct. It's for multiple engine application, and you stack it. Yes.
Yeah.
And speaking of Hellmaster, we do have a new upgrade that started this past year, which a lot of people are very excited about. I don't know if you've used it yet, and I'm surprised Ricky. Well, you can. I think you can update.
Spit it out, buddy. I'm fired up right now.
We have what we call set point and stay point. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, what you do on the application is it's connected to your GPS, and let's say you're fishing a kelp. You hit set point, and that keeps your boat right there on the.
Come on.
On the kelp.
Wow.
Or over a reef or over a.
Is it only on dual engine applications?
It starts that way, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there's going to be upgrade kits down the road for.
So if I was rock cod fishing on a particular stone and I wanted to stay on that stone.
Absolutely.
Even if, you know, wind's a little blowing, current's a little moving this way, you set the point and it'll.
Yeah,
like a trolling motor in a freshwater world, but you can do that with the outboard
right,
of the big boat.
There's drift mode.
No.
There's
way.
Set mode and there's wave. Get the third name of it.
Wow.
You take in wind concurrent conditions. So, you know, think of yourself in Florida fishing.
Huge.
An embutment, a bank embutment of a bridge or something like that where you're, you know, fishing tarpon or snook or something and you want to stay a certain area or over a reef. Some guys are calling, God, I just spent X dollars and I don't have that. Well, there's an upgrade kit. For it. So
amazing.
You can upgrade.
Oh, most of our rock cod spots are small spots.
Right.
You know that you drift off of super fast and you're setting yourself up way above them, hoping that you hit them right when the wind drifts you back down over the top of them.
I don't know how this is going to change the protocols on fishing kelp patties out here where, oh, yeah, come on in and drift by.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't moved. Well, sorry.
How did that work?
Yeah. So we're going to have to rewrite the protocol.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. So much to talk about, so much new technology from Yamaha. We haven't even scratched the surface.
Boy, you're not kidding. A great show, a great opportunity for you to get to talk to the man. Repowers, engine info, all this stuff. Dan is just such a great wealth of knowledge. We're so stoked to have him hang out with us for the next couple hours and talk fishing and talk Yamaha outboards. And if you want to talk to us, we want to hear from you. There's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local one. Or get us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking all things fishing and Yamaha and lots of fun today, we are also giving away a great prize in honor of having our good buddy Dan here today. Check this out. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new handmade Anza fillet knife. This is a very, very high-end knife, over $100 value. Somebody's going to get a knife that literally is going to last you the rest of your life. A brand new handmade in San Diego Anza fillet knife. A really, really cool prize for one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get through, talk to Dan. Also, your shot at winning that great Anza knife, 858-457-1090, 877-792-1090. Those are your shots to get through. When we come back, we're taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Hey, you know, the fishing is always good at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. The array of fresh fish that they have is never ceases to amaze me. You go into other fish markets anywhere in the world, there's nothing like the freshest thing in town, and that is that Point Loma Seafood.
Yeah, their case every week is just the freshest, the best local tuna, yellowtail, all the cool stuff from Baja, all the fresh salmon and halibut that they get from the Pacific Northwest. There's just so much good stuff at Point Loma Seafoods. And their cooked case, all the shrimps and lobster, it's amazing. Every time I go in there, I always just, your jaw drops.
Yeah, it is amazing. And if you want to have lunch or dinner, man, there's no place like Point Loma Seafood. All the different sandwiches, salads, sushi. The sushi is beyond compare.
We still get people all the time. They'd be like, hey, did you know they have an upstairs place to hang out and eat? Like, that's our favorite spot. You can go and get a craft beer and a great fish sandwich. You go up to the upper level and overlooks the entire sport fishing basin. It's the best spot in town to go have lunch or dinner.
Check it out. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are starting to get packed up. There is still a line open if you want it. Going to be a very busy morning, I assure you. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number, and it's open right now.
Yeah, indeed. You want to get through, talk to Dan Ostrowski, ask a question, find out what's going on, the latest from Yamaha. There you go. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off with Tony, who's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Tony, thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Tony.
Good morning.
I've been kind of waiting for this show with Dan because I just bought my first skiff, and it has a Yamaha 115. So my question is, do you recommend the use of salt away to flush the engine after each use? And what is the proper application when using that product, if you recommend it?
Great question.
Yeah, it's first off, thanks for flushing your engine.
Yes.
You know, if you're flushing it each day or after each use, you can use the salt away less often. If you're keeping it in the water and it's drying out around the trailer and you forget, then I would use a higher concentration based on what they recommend.
So if you're if you leave it in the water, not as much, but if you're on a trailer, if you're pulling it out every day, then the salt away has a better application.
It does have a better application. It's but if you're flushing that engine right away, like right after the launch ramp, you're not going to get as much use out of the salt away product. I mean, it's a good product.
Yes.
I don't want people to waste it, but it depends on your flushing regimen. If you're waiting and you're towing the boat 50 miles home and everything dries out, then use the salt away.
It's just because things are drying and the salt's kind of grabbing better?
Correct. Okay. And the residual water that's in the water banks is draining out.
Got it.
Or evaporating, leaving the byproduct. So
what you've taught me in the years past is that when the engine is warm, everything is open, right?
Correct. Thermostats, everything's open.
Stats are open. So that's the best time to flush is when everything's warm.
Right. But we understand that, you know, not every launch ramp has a flushing facility right next to it or had the ability to do that. And so people tow their boats home and or up the freeway. And at that point, flushing still is very good. Either you flush it a little longer and then maybe every second or third flush or at a maintenance interval, flush it heavily with the salt away.
Yeah.
How does one apply the salt away? What's the best way to introduce that to your flushing system?
I believe they have a distribution system that, you know, we don't have it. They have it. And you connect it in line, and it, you know, through siphoning effects, picks it up. And puts it into the end.
So it's a good product. You're recommending it for Tony.
Yeah, it's a good product. And but again, good job on wanting to take care of your product, and that really goes a long way.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Yamaha is they all have the little flush nozzle, so you don't have to start the engine.
No, you don't. As a matter of fact, if you ran the engine, or you're just flushing it, I'm sorry, as you come out of the water, thermostats are still open, you hook that flushing attachment up, and it's going to, you don't have to run the engine.
Okay.
If you're going to run the engine over idle speed, I'd recommend using the flushette ears.
Okay.
But if you're going to statically flush the engine, then just use the port.
Use the port, yeah. Which I think some guy named Dan Ostrowski invented that port.
Well,
that
no,
right?
I was on the team.
Yeah, you helped invent the port.
Yeah, we, some of the prototypes that we did to show that that works, you know, we literally did in my dad's garage.
That's so cool.
So,
that's the greatest thing ever.
Let's say that here's a scenario for Tony. He takes his boat home. He's an hour from home from the launch ramp. He's flushing with salt away. Is he better off getting the engine warm again to open those thermostats or just the static flushing?
No, the static flushing still is okay. It's just, you know, again, salt away is a good product and get the best from it. If you're flushing that engine after each use, maybe do it every other time.
Every other time. Okay. Great, Tony. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero, a place where there's plenty of Yamaha outboards, and we already discussed that here. John Ireland's calling us from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Dan.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great. Yeah, well, I have to talk about Yamaha before I talk about my fish report. And I'll tell you, they're bulletproof. At the ranch, it's the acid test for the Yamahas. You know, we've got inferior fuel that they run on, and they get a freshwater flush. Speaking of flushing the motors, maybe two or three times a year. You know, they get run every day. It's just a necessity. It's the truth. And but they get run 1,500 hours to 2,000 hours a year. And we've got motors that have over 10,000 hours on them, and they just keep on rolling. They're
so
just
cool.
Bulletproof.
Unbelievable. And what's
no,
your...
they really, really are. There's nothing like them. Nothing runs like them, I'm telling you.
And your standards are 115s and 150s, right?
Yeah, 115s and 150s is what we run exactly, yeah. And I'll tell you, they really are bulletproof. They're just an amazing motor and real thrifty on fuel. When the four strokes came out, what a difference between the two and the four strokes. But we've had them for the last almost 20 years now. Every new model that comes out, better fuel economy, better motors. It's just the best product out there. I can't say enough about it. Not just because Dan's on the show. They are killer. They are the best. You'd be crazy to buy any other motor, really, truthfully.
I agree with you on
that. That's a pretty good
100%.
Testimonial there, no doubt about it. The harshest environment possible.
Period.
Running it up on the sand, sitting out in the hot Baja sun, salt baking into the engines constantly. And, of course, the Pongeros are very easy on those engines, too, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
It's hard to believe.
No, they are. It is a harsh, harsh environment, and they just keep on ticking. They just don't break.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that you started out with 80 horsepowers.
Yeah. Right?
Remember those?
Yeah, we had four 80s we started with, and they work fine, too. They were real good on the motors. We found that when we upped the horsepower, they actually got better fuel economy because they weren't working so hard. Right. But otherwise, They're wonderful, wonderful motors.
There you go. Well, what's going on as far as the fishing down in Baja?
Well, it's been all about the tuna this week. It really has. Tuna's been the main actor. Water's cooled off a little bit, 85 to 87, clear flat. We've had a couple rainy afternoons, which is nice. The air is cool and pleasant. Dan's coming down in October, and gosh, the weather just couldn't be nicer. The highs were in the high 80s all week long. And again, we had a couple of days of afternoon rains. We get to the east-southeast breeze that comes up every afternoon that cools us down. It's just been a very, very pleasant year air-wise. And water's been a little warmer than usual, but now it's kind of dropped back to where it should be. The yellowfin, they have been right off the up to a mile and a half off the beach. There's two areas that are producing. One off Punta Pescadero, and it's really interesting. They're just taking chunk squid. They want nothing but chunk squid. And limits up there, fish are 10 to 40 pounds, and every angler's limiting on them. And then earlier in the week, the bites started down in front of Punta Colorado, about a mile and a mile and a half off the beach, another school. And they slowly moved forward over the course, north over the course of the week, and ended up right off the front of La Rivera, which is about 3 miles from the hotel, something like that. And same deal, except they're taking only sardine, where they're about 10 to 40 pounders with the occasional larger fish to 70, and, limits for all anglers. And, so it's really, really good tuna fishing. The Dorado were slower this week, some nice big bulls taken. Inshore's fishing's been very, very good. Lots of pompano around, big pargo, big amberjack, bottom fishing's really good. A lot of rooster fish up and down the beaches. No pressure on the rooster fish or on the billfish as well. Everybody's going after the tuna in a big way and loading up to really good tuna fishing.
Wow. Oh, sounds so good. Sounds like a good time to go down there and go fishing. Are there spaces available at Rancho Leonero?
They sure are. All through our season, through November, we have rooms available. So come on down and take advantage of the nice weather and really, really good fishing.
And
real close, too.
The best, in my opinion, best time of the year, now through October. Everything's green and lush. It's just a beautiful place. In fact, what do you think, Dan? Why don't we go fishing down there?
Now.
Yeah.
Dan is coming down, I think, on the 12th, aren't you, Dan? We're going to go
15,
fishing.
Yeah.
Take advantage.
15, yeah. Yeah. And I can't wait. I'm marking my calendars.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to yeah, it's as green as it's ever been. I can't recall it ever being so green. It's turning into jungle. It really, really is.
Wow.
It's cool. Yeah, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've had a lot of rain, and I've just never seen it so green. It's beautiful.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Well, if somebody wants to come down, book a room, book a boat, how do we do it, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252. Or check out our website, RanchoLeonero.com. We've got current photos on there, and you'll see a lot of tuna. And
that's
a lot of wahoo, too.
Wahoo, that's
right. Yeah, well, not this week, but last week. Gosh, we're loading up with wahoo. They come and go, you know.
Sure, absolutely. Well, go get them, John.
Sure,
thanks a lot for a great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that. Now, open, 858-457-1090. Is open right now. You want to have a chance to talk to Dan Ostrowski. You want to have a chance to win a handmade custom Anza fillet knife. There's your shot.
That's a cool prize. All right, how about we jump back into the phones, talk to North. Call us from Lakewood this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Dan.
Morning.
I have a question. I religiously did my 100-hour services, and I never had any clue of the 50-hour fuel-water separator till I started seeing the Maintenance Matter videos, which I really appreciate Yamaha for doing. But I had no clue of it, and I started getting a little water in my fuel, so I ended up replacing it and found that was my problem. So I was wondering, is that a listing in the new guides for the Yamaha?
You mean Maintenance Matters or the fuel filter change?
The fuel water separator.
The fuel water separator is still a what we call a non-standard component. So it won't be in what we call the scheduled engine maintenance scenario.
But okay.
In our maintenance matters, that focuses on the whole package. So
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, fuel water separators are very important because, as we all have discussed ad nauseum, the ethanol in our fuel is hygroscopic, so it will absorb water. Even sitting in open air, it absorbs the moisture out of the air. Mm-hmm. So where does it go? Into the tank. It gets so saturated, we call phase separation. Now you have these big globules of water drifting around in your fuel tank, and they get sucked up into the system. So it's very important to not only change your fuel filters, but to check your condition of your system by taking that fuel filter, dumping it into a clear container, like a glass container, and seeing what levels of water you're getting in between the change intervals. And you might find out you have to change yours, maybe every 25 to 30 hours instead of 50 hours.
Interesting.
So yeah.
What about fuel additives?
Well, fuel additives are important if you want certain additional protections. We sell our Yamaha's parts accessory division has a very good array of additives, both for extending fuel life. If you're going to set, it's very important to put the additive in so it doesn't, today's fuels degrade much quicker than they did.
They lose octane.
They degrade quicker than in years past. So, they're not even half as long. They start degrading very quickly. 30 days on, they start degrading. So you want to do the additive in there for long-term storage. And then we have additives that will protect the engine against the corrosion, the water, the effects of water that go in through the fuel system, so it coats it.
They are good.
They are good, but you know, it's not one of those, well, little's good, a lot's better. That's not true.
Yeah.
You just want to be sure that you use the appropriate amount. You start dumping alcohol into a fuel tank, you're only adding to the problem of ethanol absorbing more and more water.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Very good. And these tech bulletins that North is talking about, tell us about that.
Oh, Maintenance Matters is a feature that is on our website that you can get through and through our Yamaha website or our Yamaha outboard website. And it'll cover various maintenance issues, whether it be sometimes they talk about propellers. Sometimes it'll talk about engine diagnostics. And general maintenance that falls sometimes outside of the normal engine maintenance that you would expect to find in your owner's manual. It's a very good resource.
You find those very helpful, North?
I do.
Now, does the amount of the fuel water separators, obviously doing that, it's separating the water, from the fuel that's going into the motor. Does that vary based on the type of fuel, the amount of fuel that it puts in? Does a marina fuel matter from a on land fuel? Does one particular oil company's fuel tend to be better than another? Is there a matter there, or is it just a fact of there's ethanol, so it's going to happen?
Well, because ethanol creates the environment absorbing more water, now you're at the mercy of how it's stored. Okay, how it's how often that fuel is sold. So I would always go to a high use gas station.
Okay.
Where the fuel's not sitting. You're sitting in that truck, yeah. You're seeing the Costco trucks there two, three times a week. Well, pick a station that's like that. And that way the fuel is fresh because, that ethanol is added at the end of gasoline production. It's blended at the very end before it goes, to the distribution. So you're getting the freshest gas. And try to pick the same gas station if you can. Obviously, marinas, where are they at? Right by the water. So they have a tendency to absorb more water. I'm not saying it's bad, but if that fuel is sitting longer, then you have a higher chance of having more water in that fuel.
And that's when you're the guy that should just check your fuel oil separator slightly more often.
And that's the thing. To learn that, if your use pattern, where you're buying fuels, the type of fuel you're buying, check your fuel water separator not just at the intervals, but in between to see where you're at, because some say, "Wow, this is super clean, no rust on the filter or anything," and that's another thing. If you unscrew it and you see rust on the outer edge, trust me, there's rust inside, so just discard it properly and put a new filter on.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out what's biting out there. We're going to check in with the Catch Report. Lots more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office. Tell them I'm sick.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa is truly building great reels for the saltwater angler, and we have all the models you want. The Daiwa Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Match these great reels with the all-new Proteus Wind Grip Rod, and you have a great combo. Fisherman's Landing Tackle also has Daiwa tackle storage bags, including jig totes, backpacks, and just too much to mention. So why not come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Okay, the hottest deal going right now on these big bluefin tuna is the flatfall jig.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that
flatfall is unbelievable.
Yeah, the flatfall has been working for years, but right now, today, your best opportunity to hooking one of these big ones is in the dark with a flatfall for sure.
Yeah, and the reel and rod set up for that, Rick?
If I was picking a Talitha 25, it's compact, it's lightweight, it fits in your hand, but it holds the appropriate amount of line, has the appropriate amount of drag, and way most importantly, it has the amount of torque to be able to pull on a cow bluefin.
Indeed, and it's lightweight, so you can use it, and it's got the speed and the power to land that big fish. You match that with a Therese rail rod, like the 72XH.
Or double XH,
or
even.
Yeah,
great combo. And the thing is, you could do it with a bunch of reels. You could do it with a Tiagra. You could do it with 30 wide. You could do it with Big Tac 50. What Talitha 25 is going to give you is that comfort and speed turning the handle. It's a reel that still fits in your hand, but it's capable of catching a 250-pounder.
There you go. Check it out, the Talitha 25, the flatfall jig, and the Therese rod at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, time for the Catch Report, Rick.
You got it, dude. Today, Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location, stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. And I got to say, they do such a great job on all their social media accounts. It's been really fun. I follow Fish Pros. They had advertised yesterday what I thought was the coolest thing. It was a pokey kit. So they have in a vacuum-packed bag a one-pound piece of fresh tuna, fresh caught from one of their commercial sources, already cut up into cubes. And they had the Fish Pros, pokey spice kit. So literally you just went in, you bought your pack of fish together. It was already cut. It was already cubed. You dump your spices in. You mix it up a couple times. Boom, you got fresh pokey at the table for your barbecue.
My goodness.
It was such a great idea. And it was cheap. It was like $20 for the whole thing,
the whole kit,
the fish, the whole nine. I think that's such a cool idea. So check it out at Fish Pros the Market for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Right there in Liberty Station. Let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening down there this morning?
What's up, Willie?
Hey, fishing. Fishing's happening.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Holy cow, we had a phenomenal week up here. You know, this this Dorado fishing has, you know, been really good here for us. We're stoked to have this to, you know, kind of keep us busy here on this offshore scene. We still haven't seen any of that yellowfin. We're seeing a little bit of that skipjack, but it's all been about this Dorado. So we've been spending those time on the our all-day offshore trips. Looking for kelps. You know, we had a phenomenal day on the Sunfin on Monday again. We ended up with 93 of those Dorado on one of those trips. It was full speed, as good as you could possibly want it on that trip there. And, you know, we try to keep the ball rolling all week. We got boats out looking at that stuff just about every single day. You know, we're seeing some fish from, you know, trip to trip. Just some of that stuff's not biting the way we want it to. So we do have some trips out there chasing this stuff on the books. A few more days this coming week. I know there's a trip that sold out. I think it's on Tuesday sold out. But, you know, the stuff's filling up real quick. So if you guys want to hop on one of those trips, certainly call the landing, see what we have on the books, and make a reservation to get yourself on one of those. But we're going to ride this out, you know. This wind may have done a little bit to it. We'll kind of have to keep tabs on that as we get out there. But, you know, we were out there looking at some fish like that yesterday. We couldn't get it to bite, but we saw, you know, some more real nice schools of stuff on these kelp. So, could have just been some weekend pressure with mixed with that wind, but, you know, we'll keep after that for sure. Along the coast here, this bass fishing, you know, the wind has also done a number on the kelp here. The few storms, some of the has really torn a lot of that stuff out. So most of our bass fishing here has been over the hard bottom. You know, the spawn's done, so it's kind of that time where the bass, you know, takes a little breather. You know, we're still seeing lots of that stuff as well. It's just it's not biting exactly the way we want it to. So same deal on those half-day trips. Three-quarter day trips, bass fishing, some sheephead, and some things like that to go along with it. So we're still busy. We're still getting out, you know, plenty of opportunities. If you guys want to hop on a trip with us here, call the landing. Phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And please take advantage of this this discount code, HU25. I'll save you 25% on one of these local half- or three-quarter day trips. So go online. There's a little discount code box. Enter that HU25, and that will save you a few bucks on one of those trips.
Say that code again.
HU, like hookup,
HU25. 25% off half- and three-quarter day trips by using that code in the box when you book online.
That's it.
And so, easy to do, right on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the Dana Wharf banner. Go to the website, book your trip. Save 25%. That's a lot.
That's best deal in town right there.
Yeah, it is. Very good.
Smoking deal. And, hey, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen, we've had those killer whales up here the last 3 or 4 days. I can't remember the last time we've been seeing killer whales 4 days in a row up here. So I think you guys want to hop on a whale trip, and it'd be a good time. You want to see these guys. These are the mean ones. These are the ones that have been eating dolphins and stuff like that.
Wow.
That's so rad.
It's pretty crazy stuff. So,
what a thrill.
Anyways.
And probably a bonus sometimes when you go out fishing, you see the killer whales,
yeah,
too.
Three-quarter day boat yesterday. I got to take peek at those things when they were heading down the coast. So,
For sure. Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. And all you do at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks for the time, guys. We'll see you
later.
Willie. All right.
All right, let's continue with our catch. Head to Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Jeff Flowers is on the line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good. I hear there's some big news coming out of Cedro's.
There's a new species that showed up. Actually, two.
That is so cool. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So, hey, it's just been wonderful down there. The wind died down a little bit. Guys got on the outside, found those kelps between Cedros and Benitos. They had some Dorado on there, and they started trolling their Rapalas. And lo and behold, the Wahoo showed up.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah. So we've been, I think since a week ago when I talked to you, we got now 27 that hit the dock.
Wow.
A number of them have gotten away.
Sure.
To live another day, at least for maybe another day or two. But, it's if Mother Nature cooperates, that whole west side, northwest side of the island is on fire.
Wow, that
it is open.
That is just so cool to be fishing wahoo out of a ponga like that. It's just what a fun fish to catch, and what a cool added bonus. The only problem with that is it makes it really hard to decide what you want to do. Do you want to go fish epic calico bass, or do you want to go surface ironfish yellowtail, or do you want to go fish wahoo? Those aren't easy decisions to make.
No, they're not sometimes. So the longer trip is better than, if you want to do your four-day trip, yeah, you're limited. If you jump on the 6-day trips, and you got some decisions you got to make.
That's pretty cool, Jeff. Well, I know that was the reason that you guys put on some extended trips in the season, was anticipation for this potentially happening, and obviously it paid off. Are there still chances to go in those later season trips that you've been talking about in a couple of previous weeks?
Yes, absolutely. We have 10 spots we have now open on November 2nd through the 6th.
Ooh, and, prime time.
Yeah, there you go.
If you can, anybody. Swing that into your schedule. How many opportunities are you going to get to check off a bucket list fish, let alone from a ponga, let alone right down the coast?
I would be more into catching that thing and just seeing what the girls can do with it at the kitchen. Obviously, the food is so fantastic at Cedro Sport Fishing. It'd be hard not to donate that thing for dinner one night. I'd love to see what those guys do with a fresh piece of wahoo.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, go check it out on the social media. Rosie's got it posted out there on Instagram for Cedro Sport Fishing. And also on the Facebook page, she's got pictures of the guys every afternoon bringing in new fish. Even some pictures of, you always have seen, with the yellowtail, but wahoo with the island in the background less than a mile away.
That's
pretty
so
awesome.
Cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for that great report. Again, how do we get a hold of you at Cedro Sport Fishing?
You can go to the website, look it up, cedrosportfishing.com, check out the schedule. There are a couple spots left open, and again, this trip on November 2nd through the 6th. And or you can reach Rosie at her cell phone at 619-772-7570. And she's got that phone on her. Matter of fact, I think she was just talking to a customer again about 10 minutes ago. So love to hear from you.
All awesome. Right. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right. Now let's hit the surf. We're going to the beach. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
We're doing great, buddy. How are you?
Boy, one of my favorites is Wahoo Almondine.
Ooh,
Vinny,
down for Vinny, that.
The old chef on the Polaris Supreme, used to make that.
That'd be fired
simple,
up.
Simple, but beautiful. Hey, we got some good fishing here on the beach. Good fall setup, cooling water, but still very warm. Beach traffic's dropped off to nothing. The Corbina fishing's been the top draw, but very good croaker bite. On the northern beaches, they're starting to see a resurgence of the halibut, some perch, tons of leopard sharks up and down the coast this week, and then the bonita popping up in their usual places like Redondo off the piers and stuff like that. Even had a Sierra caught off the San Clemente Pier. I don't know how that fish got there. Made a wrong turn at Albuquerque or something. But anyways, let's get into the typical fall. The Corbina bite's been the top draw. Some of the exotic baits are working better for the Corbina guys. They're maybe fat and happy on the sand crabs, but they're not taking the sand crabs with the vigor they were earlier. But bloodworms, ghost shrimps, had one guy catch a nice 4-pounder on an innkeeper worm, mussels. So you kind of, this time of year, you want to think about those other kind of baits. Hook, line, sinker up there reported very good calico bass action. The fish are on the reef beaches, 3- and 4-inch smelt and anchovy swim baits have been hot. Also the halibut, sand bass, chocolates, Johnny's in the mix. Real fishy inside there. Some perch starting to show in the cooler water there. Wiley's reported excellent leopard shark bite. One of the shop regulars there fished near the Malibu Pier, had 3 fish. 2 of them were over the 36-inch legal mark. Real nice fish in there. Some smoothhounds, shovel nose, bat rays also in the mix. Best Corbina action has been off the Malibu Pier up there. Just Fishing reported fewer Corbina in the surf, but still lots of biters. Soft shells have been the best thing, and the guys are using the screening out the crabs, getting those softies. Other guys using the ghost shrimp and catching the fish that way. Like I said, they're kind of keying on those exotic baits. Big Fish reported the Corbina bite picked up with the slight cooling of the water. Bolsa Chica Sunset, Dog Beach are the better spots there. Good spots in Yelton, Croker off Steel Beach Pier and Jetty. Excellent leopard shark action off the river and harbor mouth. Hogan's and Dana Point reported steady action on Corbina. Bloodworms, ghost shrimps are those good secondary baits. The Lifeguard Headquarters, T Street, Riviera's, some of the good stretches there. Pacific Coast reported good corvina action, but you have to work a little bit, a lot, you know, not like early in the summer, lots more refusals. But it's a matter of casting that right fish, and if you put in your time, guys are getting 2-3 shots at it. Soft shells, bloodworms, ghost shrimps, the best bait. And then those tantalizing orange mouths keep popping up at those harbor mouths, and the guys are just having a hard time getting bites on them. You know, my suggestion would be, you know, try to fish that stuff really early, like dark 0-100, you know, dark 100, just as the sun's up and just as the sun's setting. I think you have a better chance of hooking those things. I think Rock Cod will agree with me on that. But that'll be interesting to watch. Things setting up really good for the fall here. Really good for the fall.
No doubt, brother. 100% in on that, Gundy. Well, certainly some good fishing, and this is the time, man. Just like you say, it's there's lesser people. The fish get right. The fish get big. You know, this is a great time to be doing it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Time to go fishing on the beach, right, Gundy?
That's it. And then come home and eat some Wahoo Almondine, man.
Oh, you're getting everybody hungry, man.
I'm in.
I know, it's 8 in the morning, for Christ's sake.
You got to go Wahoo
right,
fishing. Thanks, Gundy.
Thanks, Gundy.
Appreciate it very much, and talk to you next Sunday.
Happy Sunday, guys.
All right, and that is our catch for today. It's sponsored in part by SurfFishTackle.com. You know, Bold Barney's come out with this great new gadget called the Crab and Go. It's really cool. Lightweight stainless steel tube with handle that works like magic. I guess he's selling them like hotcakes.
I'm sure it's perfect.
Several hundred of them already off his website. It's easy to make bait. Stainless steel weighs less than 15 ounces. You just clip it to your belt and you crab and go.
Yeah, perfect.
Check it out at SurfFishTackle.com. They also have it at Angler's Choice, Hogan's Tackle, Fisherman's Hardware, and Island Tackle.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They're getting packed up. Only line open right now is that local line. That's 858 area code 457 1090. Everything else is packed up. When we come back, we're going to be jumping into those phones. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2255. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that's nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that's capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is hosting a very special open house and live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup on Saturday, October 6th at their Point Loma headquarters. And you're invited on the waterfront next to the San Diego Landings. Join the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and special guests. Tour the SAC facility and learn about regulations and permits that you need when fishing in Mexico. The SAC staff will be on hand to walk you through the permit process, bracelets, and more, as well as help you process your temporary importation permit on the spot. Visit the SAC website for what you need to bring. Key military personnel will be on hand to discuss San Clemente Island access and illegal charter boat enforcement. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. Tune in, or better yet, come by the SAC office Saturday, October 6th, 5040 North Harbor Drive, next to Pizza Nova in Point Loma. Check californiasportfishing.org.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.